Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Will it be a big day for Republicans or Democrats?
I've tried both parties, and I think both parties are failing America.
Greg Orman's running as an independent in Kansas, but Democrats are rooting for him to unseat GOP Senator Pat Roberts to stem what could be a tide of Republican takeovers, seats from Alaska to West Virginia. We'll take you to two states live. First, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Denver, Colorado.
And this is Colorado's first all-mail-in election.
Turnout's been very steady so far. We've received about 175,000 ballots coming into today, which is about a 53% turnout so far.
Well above the usual for midterm, according to Matt Crane, the clerk in Arapahoe County in suburban Denver. Republicans, including Senate candidate Cory Gardner, are very optimistic. He did only one public event yesterday. Incumbent Democrat Mark Udall campaigned nearly nonstop, hoping for a big last-minute surge. Now another tight Senate race, New Hampshire. For that, Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, live in Salem.
Rich, many of the early morning voters I spoke to here in well-to-do Salem, New Hampshire, say they want a change. Incumbent Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen is seeking her second term. Supporters of her opponent, Republican Scott Brown, saying they're motivated by national issues. Immigration, health care, and government deadlock in Washington topping that list. But one man exiting the poll said it's early still. Democrats, he said, come out later. Dave?
And Bill, Republicans need six wins in the Senate to take over the majority.